Welcome to AI and Marketing, your daily news update curated by Stan Bertello and generated by AI.
Today is Sunday, April 28th. Here is what we are covering. A recent survey of 1,000 email users reveals how consumers really feel about their inboxes. Most people, it appears, check their emails multiple times a day, with one in five doing so several times an hour. They sign up to get updates about potential promotions, upcoming events, and information on brands and first-time offers. Three leading industries for email subscriptions are retail, entertainment, and health and wellness. The captivating part about these findings is how it changes consumer perceptions of email marketing. Younger consumers were more captivated by offers displayed as numeric values like 60% off, while older subscribers preferred the allure of exclusivity. And there were gender discrepancies too. Women also favored numerical offers, while men found exclusive offers more appealing. One fundamental takeaway from the survey underscores the imperceptible but growing role of AI in email marketing. More than half of the surveyed consumers admitted to often not detecting AI-generated content in their emails. Even when they could, about 40% didn't care if AI had a hand in it, and over a third actually liked it. This promising trend could be a launchpad for marketers looking to automate more of their work and still drive high engagement. Though, of course, emails should always be verified by a human before they're sent. Fascinating, isn't it? Younger generations are gravitating towards the boring phone, a new featureless flip phone designed as an antidote to data and attention-harvesting smartphones. This surge in interest, promoted by brands like Heineken and fashion retailer Bodega, saw an unveil at Milan Design Week, tapping into Gen Z's suspicion and concerns over privacy and control in the technology-driven era. It's not, however, a call to abandon smartphones altogether, but a rising trend towards digital minimalism and conscious connectivity. Although still a niche market, this shift reflects a broader desire for balance and mindfulness in an age of increasing digital intrusion. OpenAI's video generation tool, Sora, was recently put through its paces in a film project by Toronto-based digital production team, Shy Kids. While the AI delivered fluid, realistic video, the project underscored the professional productions backing these films, complete with storyboarding, editing, color correction, and post-work. According to post-production artist Patrick Sederberg, creatives are still seeking better control over the AI, with simple filmmaking aspects, like characters' clothing color, requiring elaborate workarounds. While Sora displays an impressive technological advancement, it highlighted AI's current limitations in precise timing, movements, and standard filming techniques. AI is steadily integrating into the newsroom, with numerous outlets including Newsweek and Gizmodo experimenting with AI-generated articles. Curio, the AI-powered audio journalism startup, has joined this growing trend with Rio, its newest application, dubbed as an AI news anchor that connects users with stories from trusted sources. Funded by Kosla Ventures and Chris Anderson, head of TED, Rio curates daily news briefings, which users can read or listen to, preventing them from getting stuck in an echo chamber by seeking out diverse news. Co-founder Balakrishnan confirms that Rio's AI technology only references content from trusted publishers, assuring users of credible information.
Thank you for tuning in to AI and Marketing. If you want to learn more, check out the episode description. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Contact us to learn how to launch your own AI-generated podcast at nitromarketing.com. That's NYTRO marketing.com. See you tomorrow for more AI and tech news.